The views expressed on the Cystic Fibrosis Podcast are that of Jerry Cahill and his guests, and not necessarily those of the Boomer Esiason Foundation. Nothing in the Cystic Fibrosis Podcast should be considered medical advice. Such advice can only be given by a physician who is experienced with cystic fibrosis. The Boomer Esiason Foundation, Jerry Cahill, and his guests cannot be held responsible for any damage which may result from using the information on this podcast without the permission of your medical doctor. You're listening to the Cystic Fibrosis Podcast presented by the Boomer Esiason Foundation. Now, here is Jerry Cahill.
Welcome to Jerry Cahill's Living, Breathing, Succeeding CF Podcast Program. This show, CF, Getting a Double Lung Transplant, is made possible through an unrestricted educational grant from PAC to the Boomer Esiason Foundation. Today we'll meet Storm Johnson, 22 years old, from Knoxville, Tennessee, and currently recovering 3 weeks post-double lung transplant at Duke. Pre-transplant, Storm's lung function dropped to 8%. Storm loves cars, he has a souped-up gray Charger, and recently got engaged to Sarah. Storm was also diagnosed 1 month after birth, so we're here at Duke in the hospital with Storm, and we want to chat with him a little bit about his transplant. So Storm, how are you today?
I'm doing good.
Good, good. Well, it's nice to see you.
Yes,
so Storm, can you just tell me in a couple of words so people are aware of, like, growing up and where you grew up and school? Were you involved in any sports and work?
I grew up in back and forth between Ohio and Tennessee. I moved to several different schools. Graduated from Halls in Knoxville, Tennessee. Had 2 jobs. One at Pet Boys, and one as a security guard. And kind of got too sick and then had to cut stops.
Okay, and so recently you just got engaged, is that correct?
Yes, it is.
Wow, that's pretty good. Congratulations.
Thank you.
How long ago did you get engaged?
It was about 2 months ago.
Yeah, wow, that's great. So you got engaged right before your transplant, pretty much. Very good. So, Storm, let's talk about pre-transplant. So obviously people with cystic fibrosis, they get sick a lot. Were you sick a lot pre-transplant?
Yeah, I was very sick.
Yeah. And were you in the hospital a lot?
Yeah, I was. At the end, I was in it 3 or 4 times since the beginning of the year.
Wow. So you were in almost every 3 or 4 weeks?
Yeah.
Wow. And what prompted you to go to Duke for a transplant? I mean, were you already listed or did you see them before?
No, we've started talking about it when my PFTs were in the 30s. Vanderbilt rejected me. So then it came to Duke, and they started evaluating me. And they evaluated me until it was time for me to get on the list. And they put me on the list.
Your lung function dropped from the 30s down to 13% pretty quickly then.
Over the course of 6 months.
Wow. So that's a pretty quick decline. And when you came to Duke, your lung function was where?
8%.
It was 8%. Oh, okay.
At the end, yeah.
Yeah, at the end, yeah. And how did you get to Duke? Like, were you in the hospital down in Tennessee?
I was in the hospital at the University of Tennessee, and they transferred me over in an ambulance.
And how far a drive is that?
About 5.5 hours.
Oh. And when you got to Duke, were you then had to go through the testing for transplant?
Yeah, they had to reevaluate me from the first time I did it. So I did the test all over again. And this time, it was just time for it.
And do you remember what day did you come to do? Did you come in May or April?
I came at the end of April.
And when did they list you then? In May? Or you have to do testing, right?
Yeah. They officially listed me early May.
So let's talk about the transplant itself. How many dry runs did you have?
I only had two.
Two. So you got it on the third?
Yep.
Wow. Were you worried? I mean, getting a dry run and you having a lung function low is...
I expected the dry runs. Just because I knew that it would happen. The first one blew right over. Second one kind of got me bumped. But should keep my head up. And then the third one, I said it was it. And then it was sailing from there.
Okay, and but when your lung function drops like that and you're pretty low, it's pretty risky.
Yeah, my carbon dioxide was really high. And so I was pretty much on BiPAP the whole time. And it's just hard to breathe. Feels like something's sitting, like you got a cement truck sitting in your chest.
Yeah.
It's just uncomfortable.
So let me ask you a question. That's a pretty rugged ride that you've had there. And what helped you to stay positive?
Family, friends.
And what gets you through? Family and friends.
Yeah.
Okay. And what day was the transplant?
May.
Twenty-fifth. So you're basically like 3 weeks post transplant.
Yep.
So that would mean today is your anniversary.
Yeah.
Happy 3 week anniversary.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Feels pretty good to breathe.
Yeah, it feels good to breathe. That was my next question. You must be reading my paper here. What was the first deep breath like?
Scary.
What?
It's kind of scary. And I wasn't used to it. Then again, it felt good.
It felt different, I bet.
Yeah.
And how has the recovery been going? You look great.
It's been going good. Slow, a little bit at a time, but we're getting there.
That's all you can do, little steps, and you'll get there. So you mentioned what got you through is your family and friends. So that's really important for most people that are getting ready for a transplant is having a good support team. So just visiting you, I've noticed that your fiance is here and your parents, your brother, your grandparents, and you seem to have a great team of nurses here. So you're pretty fortunate.
Yeah, I'm very lucky to have the people I have around me to help support and get me through this.
Yeah. So a lot of them have to move here. So you're now living here, and your family is living here.
Yep.
Wow. So you have a new set of lungs. And the most beautiful gift of life. Now that you can breathe, and you're recovering stronger and getting stronger every day, do you have anything on your list that you want to do now that you couldn't do before with CF because you couldn't breathe well?
I'd like to get back in more swimming.
You want to go swimming? Okay. Did you do a lot of swimming when you were young? Not that
when
you're
I was
old.
Younger, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Time going on, and it's hard for me to hold breaths. I just lost interest.
All right, so you're going to do a lot of swimming. And you're going to work on your car.
Yeah.
Well, that's great.
I work on the car.
So, Storm, do you have any recommendations for people with cystic fibrosis that may be in need of a transplant, but they're afraid. And there's a lot of people out there that have CF, and you know, they probably need and know they need a transplant, but they're really afraid.
I'd say don't be afraid. Because after it's all over, it's definitely worth it to be able to breathe and experience a new outcome of life.
Okay. And what words of, do you have any words of wisdom for those that are awaiting a transplant, like you were?
Keep your head up. Stay strong. Push through. And don't anything get you down. Because you cannot fail.
Oh, you cannot fail. I like that. Wow. I know some crazy guy that talks about you cannot fail. Wow.
Yeah, I know.
So, anything else you'd like to tell us, Storm? I don't want to keep you talking too long.
No.
All right. Well, Storm, I can say it's been great getting to meet you. You look fabulous. And I'd like to thank you, Storm, for sharing your feelings on life 3 weeks post-transplant with cystic fibrosis and being a major inspiration and a CF warrior to others facing a double lung transplant. So you give them a lot of hope. So that's really good to know. And I'd also like to thank Chiesi for the unrestricted educational grant, which has made this all possible. And remember, there is power in believing you cannot fail. Thanks, Storm.
Thank you, Jerry.
You've been listening to Jerry Cahill's Cystic Fibrosis Podcast. If you would like more information on cystic fibrosis or the Boomer Esiason Foundation, visit our website at www.esiason.org.